Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from the owners' meetings in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for sending in your questions. We have them, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Hal. Do you think Kirk Cousins will be a top quarterback to start, or will it take time for him to get to know the offense and new players? I think it's going to be both. It is going to take Kirk some time to get to know the offense and his new teammates, but the expectations fairly will be high, and I think Kirk will come in here and hit the ground running. He's an experienced quarterback. He's going to have a good offensive line, and he's going to have good skill position players around him. It's a good situation for Cousins, and the Vikings are happy to have him. I expect lots of points to be scored. Question number two comes from Mike in Brazil. I've seen mock drafts that have us taking a tight end in the first round. Do you think it's worth it, considering we already have Kyle Rudolph? Yes, and we also have David Morgan. The Vikings have two very good tight ends atop the depth chart, but that should not stop you from taking a good tight end if that player is available. Remember, the Vikings drafted tight end Kyle Rudolph in a year in which they didn't need a tight end, but he was so good they couldn't pass him up in the second round. Turned out to be a great draft pick. The moral of the story, in the draft, just take good players. Question number three comes from Patrick. Does our linebacker pass coverage concern you? Well, this question is mostly about Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks. They are the linebackers on the field when the Vikings are expecting a pass. I think Anthony Barr is very good in pass coverage, one of the better outside linebackers in pass coverage in the NFL. And I think Eric Kendricks is also decent at that. So no, our linebacker pass coverage does not concern me. We're very athletic at that spot. Our next question comes from Alex in White Bear Lake. Can you go more in-depth about our salary cap situation for the future? Lots of fans concerned about the salary cap situation because of the signing of Kirk Cousins. Cousins is getting a lot of money, but the Vikings are in good cap shape. We don't know what the salary caps are going to be in the future, so it's hard to speculate on the future salary cap situations. But keep in mind, the Vikings have always been cap responsible under GM Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski. I don't think that's going to change. Now, the core of the Vikings should stay intact for years to come. The next question comes from Nathan in Minneapolis. Do you foresee the Vikings making any other moves in free agency? If so, how do you think they will address holes in their offense and defense? Well, I don't think there are many holes in the roster right now. The Vikings are mostly addressing depth at positions, but I do think they'll make some more moves in free agency. Remember, it's been second and third tier free agent moves in the past with Zimmer and Spielman, like Linval Joseph and Terrence Newman and Case Keenum, that have made big differences for this team. There may be a diamond in the rough out in the market remaining. Our final question comes from Gerald. I would like to see Jim Marshall in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do the fans get to vote? How do you get him on the ballot? Hey, you know what? I agree. Jim Marshall should be in the Hall of Fame, and he might get there one day. One of the most iconic defensive teams in NFL history were those Vikings teams with the Purple People Eaters. Jim Marshall was a part of that. He played 20 seasons, 282 consecutive games. He had 127 sacks. He might get in the Hall of Fame one day, and he should. There are going to be plenty of people pushing for that to happen. And remember, Randy Moss will go into the Hall of Fame this summer. We'll be there to cover it, and you all are going to love that. All right, that does it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, so please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com. We have the NFL owners' meetings covered, wall-to-wall coverage, right here on the website. Stay tuned for more.